You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
A very special Money Pit program from the crossroads of the world today. We are in the heart of New York City. We are in Times Square, and we are broadcasting from Earth Day, New York, one of the biggest celebrations in the country, in fact, part of a worldwide set of events aimed at celebrating Mother Earth and helping keep her happy.
That's right. You want to keep mom happy all the time, don't you? Well, since 1970, this entire month has become synonymous with not only April flowers, although that is apropos, but Earth Day. There are so many ways that you can reduce your carbon footprint and choose products, materials, and appliances for your home that are environmentally friendly. And this hour, you're going to learn more about just a few of the cool, eco-friendly products that have made being green easy.
That's right. And we're also celebrating a huge milestone for the Money Pit. We have just reached the 300 mark for stations carrying our program. So for a show that started very humbly more than 10 years ago as a local New Jersey program on one station, we're very proud of that very huge accomplishment.
That's really exciting. Well, you got to start somewhere. You know, we're really proud of that, and we do want to thank our loyal listeners as well as our trusted sponsors for helping us reach this milestone. We couldn't have done it without all of you.
Now, if we're focusing on the ways that you can go green at home with home improvements like new windows and doors, first up, one of the challenges in finding eco-friendly products is sorting through the miles of aisles and competing claims of energy efficiency and sustainability. Well, the Home Depot has a system in place that simplifies this process, making it super easy for consumers to easily identify earth-friendly products.
That's right. It's called Eco Options. And joining us now to tell us more about that is Josh Serot, store manager of the Home Depot in Garwood, New Jersey. Welcome, Josh.
Hi, guys. Nice to have me here. Thank you.
Yeah, well, it's our pleasure. Now, tell us about this Eco Options program, because I think that we get... We want to find energy efficient, and we want to find sustainable products, but we're confused by all the greenwashing that goes on.
Absolutely. It can be very difficult to find.
Yeah, so how does Eco Options help us sort through that?
Well, in April 2007, we launched a program called Eco Options. And what that does, it brands many major product lines in our stores with Eco Option branding to let the customer know that this meets specifications of being environmentally friendly through sustained forestry, water conservation, and just overall environmentally friendly. And what that does is that we have over 4,500 products in our stores right now.
Wow.
If you log on to our website at homedepot.com and go to our Eco Options page, there's many do-it-yourself clinics you can go through there, as well as our in-store do-it-yourself clinics. It makes it very easy for the average consumer that wants to be green to come in our stores and just buy an Eco Option product and know that we've already done the research for them and that we've already certified this as being eco-friendly. In our annual period, our Energy Star appliances save our customers over $700 million.
And that's really amazing. You know, there are a lot of authorities that claim to basically document whether a product is eco-friendly or not. And so it becomes super confusing. And by you guys sort of centralizing that database and really being sort of the judging authority, and impartially because you're a retailer and looking at all of these products and trying to figure out which ones really measure up to the claims and make sense, and then putting a one consistent label on it.
Absolutely. I mean, it, you know, people seem to, like you said, get overwhelmed when they want to be green. People tend to shy away from it. They want it. They want to be environmentally friendly, but they think that they have to go out and start a garden and start a compost. Mm-hmm. And we can help you do that as well. But there are very easy ways of doing it by upgrading your appliances when it's time with Energy Star appliances, by getting eco-friendly cleaning products through our Eco Options program. We make it very, very easy for any consumer to come in. And I think that's the greatest thing about our Eco Option program is that, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out how to be green. You can walk in our store and you could, we could walk you through our product line in any category that you want to work with.
And I think in the plumbing category, you know, there's been a big initiative with the WaterSense rating, and you have been the retail partner for the past 2 years, correct?
Absolutely. We have a huge program with WaterSense. I mean, just to give you some stats on that, in an annual period, our WaterSense products, such as faucets, shower heads, aerators, and toilets, we've saved our customers over 30 billion gallons of water. That's $200 million in water bill savings in a yearly period.
Wow.
I mean, that's huge.
That's tremendous. Now, you guys also have a rechargeable battery recycling program because, you know, more and more we're trying to use battery-powered devices, but eventually they kind of build up.
And you can't just throw them out.
You can't just throw them out. You're not supposed to. We know people do.
Yeah,
but we try to encourage them not to do that. So how does that program work at
Absolutely.
The Home Depot?
You can come into any one of our stores and go into the right by our returns desk, and we have a recycling center for CFL light bulbs, rechargeable batteries and regular batteries. And we have partnered up with Rechargeable Recycling Corporation, and this program is also available free of charge to all of our customers through U.S. and Canada. Through this, we've helped recycle over 480,000 pounds of CFL bulbs, as well as 770,000 pounds of batteries collected from our customers.
And that certainly makes it easy. I mean, traditionally, you've got to source out where to bring these items to, and it's not always very convenient. And at every Home Depot, that's great.
We're talking to Josh Sereau. He is a store manager with the Home Depot, joining us here in Times Square at Earth Day 2012. Josh, thanks so much
for
stopping by
me.
The Money Pit. Great work.
All right. Well, since we're talking about eco-friendly and healthy options for your home, another way to fight unhealthy indoor air is to reduce your home's humidity. You know, high humidity levels can lead to bacteria growth, allergens, dust mites, and, of course, mold. In fact, any wood or organic material that you've got in your home can actually turn into a mold magnet if humidity levels linger around 60%. So what can you do?
Well, one way to fight high moisture levels is to add a dehumidifier to your basement or crawl space, since that's how most of the moisture is getting into your home. Now, Santa Fe makes a top quality humidifier, and it's an Energy Star rated humidifier, and we recommend it. They're a proud sponsor of our program, and if you visit Dehumidifier Solutions online, you'll find a variety of models to meet the needs of your space. And let me tell you, when true muggy weather rolls in, you'll be totally glad you did.
Indeed. All right. Now you can call in your home repair, your home improvement question 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. Up next, did you know that if you added up all of the gaps and the cracks in your home, you'd have a hole the size of a window? Well, we're going to show you how to seal up all those seemingly harmless little gaps and save big energy bucks after this.
Hey, this is Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs, and I've just been told that Tom and Leslie might have a dirtier job than me. I find that hard to believe, but then I heard they work in a pit. Yeah, it's a money pit, but still filthy.
Hey, money pit.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Bostitch, professional quality hand tools, pneumatic and cordless nailers and staplers.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
I'm Leslie Segretti.
Now on to one of the biggest energy wasters in our homes. You may be shocked to learn that all of those little gaps and cracks we have in our homes and tend to ignore really add up. In fact, together they can add up to a hole the size of a window, so it's kind of like heating or cooling your home with the window wide open all year long.
Yeah, that's like a giant waste. All right, here to tell us what we can do about that is Lee Haran. Hanema from Dow Building Solutions. Lee, what kind of gaps and cracks are we talking about? I mean, are they massive? Will we see them? Or is everything kind of tiny and you've got to be aware?
As you alluded to, is saving the energy. So those air leaks account for 20 to 40% of the energy used through your heating and cooling system. So you seal those gaps and cracks, you're going to save money, which reduces the greenhouse gas as well. So by sealing those gaps and cracks, your return on investment on a can is less than a month by doing that. So,
wow, less than a month.
Less than a month, yes.
And a can is like less than $4.
$3.98.
That's great. So where will we start on our sort of hunt for all of these little spaces?
Well, a good place is under sink penetrations.
Okay.
Around faucets,
right.
Exterior faucets, your dryer vent, places like that. Areas around the foundation between the concrete and the wood foundation.
Yep.
And what about electrical outlets on exterior walls? Those always seem to be blowing air into the house.
Correct. Yes, that's a good place to start. You can use gaps and cracks, great stuff, gaps and cracks, either on the interior or exterior of the wall. We also have formulations that are designed for windows so that they're lower pressured so they don't bow the window so you can't use it.
I suppose very important to find the right formulation for the project. Is there a guideline? I mean, if I'm looking at a hairline crack, is it the same product that I would use if there's something a bit larger?
Great question. We actually have six formulations that range from small, less than 1 inch in diameter, up to 3 inches. And we also have formulations for windows and doors, which is different than your typical gaps and cracks because of the way it dries.
Right.
Some is a little softer, others are a little more rigid.
Right, like I've used the window and door, and if you use the wrong product, it can swell and actually sort of make the door stick or the window stick. But the one that for windows and doors...
Well, it pushed that much pressure
on the fixture.
It does,
but it gets kind of spongy. That's why you want to choose the right formulation. Mm-hmm. I've been using this stuff for years. And I got to tell you, when you need it, there's nothing else that will do. You've got to have this. You know, when I was younger and just starting construction, people used to like take insulation and jam it around the window. That does nothing.
It does nothing.
It does nothing, you know. Yeah. This stuff really insulates because it's closed cell. It holds all the air inside of it when it dries, right?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, that's terrific. So Lee Hieronima, Marketing Manager with Dow Building Solutions. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit and filling us in on the great stuff.
Thank you.
And this product is another of the Eco Options products available at the Home Depot.
You can also visit us at dowgreatstuff.com to get an air sealing checklist we have with our pest block and our great stuff wipes.
Excellent. Lee, thanks so much for being
a part
of the show.
All right, now we're going to take a question from our large audience out here.
I mean, yeah,
we're right
here
in the middle
of Times Square,
so let's find out what everybody's got on their minds.
We've got Nikki stopping by the broadcasting booth. Nikki is from New Jersey, and what's your question?
Hi, Tom. Hi, Leslie. I was wondering how I can bring energy efficiency to my rental space.
Ah, yeah,
that's a big challenge.
That's a good question because, of course, you're not going to, like, tear open ceilings and, you know, things
no.
like that. But there are little things that you can do. First of all, the things you can control, lighting. You can replace all the incandescents in your apartment.
And never have to replace them again.
Well,
probably
the
whole time you're there.
Right. You put in CFLs and LEDs. Now, that's going to require investment. But here's the good news. You take them with you when you leave.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, we have to start thinking differently about light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
Light bulbs are really an investment product today. It's not a disposable product. And so you can replace all the incandescents with LEDs or CFLs and then pack them up with your bookcases and everything else when it comes time to move. Now, you can also seal around windows and doors. And like, let's say you have really drafty windows. There is a product out that's called temporary caulk or temporary weather stripping. And you basically caulk your windows shut, and you think, how can I do that? Well, the reason you can do that is because it's temporary, and in the spring you can peel it off, and it doesn't damage the windows. So little things like that, even though you're in a rental, they can make a big difference and lower those energy bills.
But that could be beneficial even in the warmer months. I mean, you have to provide your own air conditioning in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
And if you seal those windows as well, you know, when you've got an air leak in the cooler months, you've also got an air leak in the warmer months. So it does make sense that if you can keep those windows sealed, if you've got your air conditioning going, you'll probably save some money there as well.
Oh, absolutely. Does that help you out?
Yes, excellent. Thank you so much.
All right, good luck with that project. And thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit broadcast booth here in Times Square. We're part of Earth Day celebrations this hour, also celebrating our 300th station being added to the program. And now we have Clay from New York has a question for us. Hey, Clay.
Big fan of the show.
First
off.
Clay.
Hi, Leslie. So I live in a tiny apartment here in Manhattan,
right?
And I'm really interested in saving space. It doesn't really go along with the whole saving energy thing. But I'm interested in Murphy beds all of a sudden.
Ah,
I mean, is it
yes.
realistic to build my own? I have some carpentry skills, but nothing major.
Well, there's basically a mechanism that you can buy.
Okay.
If you search online, you will find the main component that creates the Murphy bed.
Interesting.
They're not as affordable as you think, so it might make more sense to purchase one depending
right.
on your level of
okay.
carpentry
okay.
and your experience. If you've got the tools, do you have to rent a tool? You need to consider all of that when you're looking at it line by line on
right.
a budget. But to consider making one, if you can get the mechanism, they're fairly easy to put together. You need to build a sturdy cabinet. The cabinetry needs to be, of course, anchored to the wall system
right.
as well as the mechanism for the Murphy bed as
okay.
well. But those do save a tremendous amount of space.
They sure do.
And, you know, I have a friend who grew up in New York City. It was a one-bedroom apartment. He was an only child. He lived his whole life on a Murphy bed. The living room was his bedroom.
You know what the best part about a Murphy bed is? You never have to make your bed.
Exactly. Just put it away.
That's why I want it, Tom.
You just fold it up. Yeah. And there are other little decor tricks that you can do to try to make your little space
mm-hmm. You know,
feel bigger.
If you add a mirror across from a window that helps reflect light around the space, that tends to make a space feel a lot larger.
That's a good idea.
You can do an accent color on a wall on the further end, you know, on the longer end of the apartment. That will also make the space feel larger. Make sure that your furnishings are all the correct scale for the apartment as well. If you get something that's super oversized, it's suddenly going to make the space seem
right.
a lot more crowded.
Most of my furniture comes from the street. As
yes.
a,
so.
Well, you're very green.
Exactly, exactly.
Clay, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you, guys.
Hope that helps you out. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, broadcasting from Times Square in celebration of Earth Day. We've got Sue stopping by. She's got a question from New Jersey. How can we help you?
I just have a question. I leave a lot of stuff plugged in, like my chargers and my toaster oven. Does that really make a big difference? I've heard that it's a lot of energy just in products that aren't even on.
Yeah, that's what we call vampire power. It basically drains energy even when it's off. And so there's a couple of things you can do. First of all, the newer Energy Star rated electronics are specifically designed to not use vampire power. But the older ones do. So a simple solution is to put it into a power strip so that you shut the power off and get the habit of doing that. That basically shuts down everything that's plugged into it and makes that vampire drain go totally away. But it definitely is a sore spot. It can definitely cost you some money. It's one of those things that if you pay attention to the small things, they really do add up,
mm-hmm.
right?
I mean, they really do. And it's things like your coffee maker, your toaster oven, any sort of charger, even your cable box. You know, if you're not watching TV, turn it off. There's no reason for it to be on. Same thing with your modem as well. Unless
yep.
you're functioning on a wireless level in the house and you need it, turn it off when you're done for the night, because that really will make a tremendous difference.
Okay, now yeah. the trick is getting the kids to do all that.
Yeah,
too,
there's
right?
a whole training element to it. Yeah, that's all, yeah, good luck with that. We've
and
been
the training is mom follows behind,
yeah.
or dad does
and as I can
well.
Tell you that we've both been completely unsuccessful, but
yeah.
we're getting better.
Thank you.
All right, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for stopping by the broadcast booth, Sue. Well, we are in Times Square, New York, broadcasting from Earth Day 2012, a very exciting event going on here. Thousands of people learning how to be more sustainable in their homes.
That's right. And still ahead, lighting solutions that are bringing us into the 21st century and beyond. Find out about energy-efficient options that look, light, and dim like incandescent bulbs that we've all become so used to, but that can do all of that with a fraction of the energy. After this, so stick around, everybody. Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone. Fix up your home, sweet home. By calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are in the heart of New York City today at Times Square, celebrating energy efficiency and sustainable living at the site of Earth Day 2012. And we're checking out all of the cool exhibits here that are not only aimed at greening our homes, but also saving some money and some energy as well.
That's right. You know, it's quite a spectacle here. It's really busy.
It is.
It's exciting. Everybody's excited about helping the environment. It's a really exciting venue. We're happy that you're all joining us here. Well, Lutron is a trusted sponsor of this program, and they've been leading the way for lighting solutions, especially in the energy efficiency area. And Melissa Andresco is joining us now to tell us more. Welcome, Melissa.
Hi, Leslie. Hi, Tom. Happy Earth Day.
Well, happy Earth Day to you, too. Now, you guys have some really innovative products, and you have products that solve problems. They're solution-based
products.
Before
they've even become a problem.
That's right. And one of the issues that we always have this sort of technological race where we develop something, but then we have to make sure the existing infrastructure can handle it. And you know I'm talking about dimmers. Now, you guys invented the dimmer, and it's an amazing invention because it makes our homes beautiful and energy efficient at the same time. But now we have all of these wonderful, low energy efficient light bulbs that use a quarter of the power. We need new dimmers to make that work, and you guys figured that one out too.
Yes, we did. We recently introduced what's called our C.L dimmer collection. And, you know, to your point, technologies are changing. So
yeah.
How do we adapt the dimmer to work with these newest types of light bulbs beyond the incandescent and halogen bulb? So our new C.L dimmer family works not only with the standard incandescents, but with all the bulb types. So,
great.
If you start today with an incandescent, your dimmer's going to work. If, you know, a year from now you switch to a dimmable CFL, that dimmer's going to work. So it really helps kind of future-proof whatever light bulb choices, decisions you're going to make over
and
the next few years.
And I think that's so important because a light bulb really is one of the simplest things that you can do to become more energy efficient in your home and really make a change in your energy usage. And the dimmer, as Tom mentioned, is just so lovely. It really makes a room for all purposes. And it's important, I think, to make sure that it's always going to work. So how do you future-proof it? There's technology always changing in the bulbs itself. Will this dimmer work 5 years from now with the newest technology?
Well, we've got a bulb list on our website of all the bulbs that today it's going to work with. So we continually update this list. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as technologies change, we're going to continue to tell consumers, hey, here are the latest and greatest bulbs that just hit the market. We've tested them. We're going to tell you which ones are going to perform best with the dimmer.
And there's over 200 bulbs I heard on that list.
That's
so
correct.
We've tested
hundreds, but there's
here.
About, you know, 200 and some
so
right now.
So there's always going to be one. And we're talking about CFLs, talking about LEDs, we're talking about small bulbs, big bulbs. I saw these Cree bulbs that you can use in your hi-hat light fixtures that work as well. And what's particularly cool is, let's face it, the bulbs are more expensive than incandescents, so you're going to buy them slowly over time. And what's cool about the C.L is because it works with everything. So theoretically, and correct me if I'm wrong, you could have an incandescent, a CFL, and an LED all in the same dimmer.
That's correct. And it's actually
really?
Going to dim them all at the same time. And it knows that it's controlling
rate,
different
everything.
Levels. Yep. It knows that it's controlling different bulb types. So that's our engineering at work for you.
That's genius. I mean, that really is fantastic. Now tell us about the efficiency of dimmers. You know, if everybody were to install them, how much energy are we typically saving as a country, as a household?
So if, you know, right now, the amount of Lutron products are installed throughout the globe. As a company, we save about $1 billion a year.
Wow.
Thanks to everybody who's using dimmers.
That's amazing.
It is. And you know, like to your point about, it's not just an energy-saving product, but it's also making our spaces look better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's making the restaurants we eat at look nicer. We have a better experience.
It's
making
ambience.
Our homes look beautiful. Exactly. It's all about the ambiance. And so when you talk about what can we do to make a difference, so if every house changed out two light switches for two dimmers, we'd save an additional $1 billion a year in energy.
So that's huge.
We can all get behind this, and it's a small investment. You know, they started around $10 a piece, so not going to break the bank, and the payback is tremendous.
And there, I understand there's even some rebates in certain parts of the country, too.
Yes, depending on where you
live.
I
know New York has one right where we are today. We're talking to Melissa Andresco. She's a spokesperson for Lutron Electronics. Melissa, I want to ask you about another product you guys make. It's an occupancy sensor. That really helps, too. And Leslie and I both have kids, and we, no matter what we do, we cannot get them to turn off lights when they leave their rooms and things like
turning
that.
Turning them on's no problem.
Yeah, on is easy, but off is a problem.
Off is a challenge.
So many times we have left as a family to go off somewhere at night, and you look up at the house, and where are the lights on? Kids' rooms. Now, an occupancy sensor can actually help that. It kind of takes the necessity for the kids to actually think about it. Talk to me about how they work.
So, Tom, an occupancy sensor installed commonly in places like a kid's room or a laundry room, sometimes a garage, it will sense when you walk in the room, and it'll actually turn the light on.
Right.
And then after it senses a period of inactivity, it will actually shut that light off. So you don't have to remember to turn the light off, or if you're carrying groceries or a basket of laundry or what have you, you don't have to fumble. Yeah, no more elbows for the switch. No more, you know, yelling at the kids to turn the lights off. So what's great about this new sensor is, you know, so many times people have had that experience where you're in a room with a sensor and all of a sudden the light goes out and you find yourself waving your arms above your head trying to get the light to turn back on. We've actually built in a technology that detects motion as fine as a page turn.
Wow.
So even
really?
If you're just sitting still, just, you know, quietly reading a magazine, it's actually going to detect that fine of motion.
Now, what about if you've entered a space, but it's, you know, bright daylight outside? Is it going to know that it's also daylight and it doesn't need to turn on? Or is there a manual switch I need to put on to be like, okay, it's nighttime, now you'll come on when I go in?
You're very smart. There's actually ambient light detection built into this, to the occupancy sensor. So it's actually going to detect how much light's coming in. If it feels that that's enough light, equal to or greater than the amount the bulb would give off, it's not going to turn on your light.
Great.
So
wow.
Great way to save energy and just all around a smart idea.
Well, like I said, what you guys focus on are solutions. You've got a lot of them. You've brought us a lot of innovations over the years. Thanks so much for continuing that great work. Melissa Andresco from Lutron.
Thanks, Tom.
If you'd like
Leslie.
More information, you can head on over to their website at lutron.com. That's LUTRON.com.
All right, still to come, we're going to have tips on a lumber-free decking solution that looks fantastic, is a breeze to maintain, and will really save you some money. So stick around.
That's all coming up when the Money Pit continues from Times Square, New York, after this.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Behr Premium Exterior Weatherproofing Wood Stains and Finishes. Formulated to restore, beautify, and protect decks, fences, and siding year-round. Behr is available exclusively at the Home Depot, where you can visit the new Exterior Wood Care Center, built to help you find the right products and colors for your project. For more information, visit BEHR.com.
You live in a money pit.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Lutron Dimmers and Sensors. Tired of reminding your family to turn off the lights? Install a Lutron Maestro occupancy sensor and you'll never have to remind them again. It works with all bulb types and only takes about 15 minutes to install. For easy upgrades with big impact, choose Lutron. Visit ChooseLutron.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. And you're listening to the Money Pit today, coming to you from Times Square. We are at Earth Day New York, where we're kicking off a month-long focus on green products and materials for your home, many of which you'll find featured in our green guide at MoneyPit.com.
That's right. The Money Pit's green guide is actually presented in part by Philips, a leader in lighting. Philips has created products that can save energy in all of your lighting fixtures while making your home look great. In fact, Philips has won high praise from the Department of Energy for developing one of the best energy-efficient light bulbs on the market today. And here to tell us more is Christina Mealy from Philips. Welcome, Christina.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. All right, she's brought some light bulbs. Let's see what you got.
Yeah, so tell us about the award-winning bulb. You guys won the L Prize. That was a huge accomplishment. And I think you won a $10 million prize, so I'm sure you were thrilled about that.
Wow, that's huge.
But there was a lot of innovation that went into that. So talk to us about it.
So the L Prize was the first government-sponsored technology competition, which was represented by, you mentioned, the DOE.
Right.
It really challenged lighting manufacturers to push the limits of energy efficiency and develop a high-quality LED that can replace incandescents. Mm-hmm. So Philips developed a 10-watt LED, which is the best efficient light bulb on the market right now.
Now, how much equivalent in watts, how much can you get out of a 10-watt bulb?
It's equivalent to a 60-watt incandescent
light
bulb.
Now, that's huge, because that's a big accomplishment. I see why you won the prize, because the you know, typical CFLs and LEDs, they're about 25% of the power, right?
Correct.
So this is a lot less than that. It's about 20%, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's terrific.
Yes, and the L Prize will only cost you $1.20 per year to run.
Wow.
And it'll save you $165 over its life, which is 27 years.
Wow.
Now, when I'm looking at this light bulb, Christina, it doesn't really look like a light bulb. I mean, it's yellow, it's got
weird cutouts.
It's very cool looking, but how is it functionally for lighting? It's yellow.
It has a yellow appearance, but I assure you it does turn white when lit. It actually is made with blue LEDs, and when the blue LEDs shine through the yellow, it creates a white light. So it's very warm, soft light, what you're used to in a standard incandescent light bulb.
Now, I will tell you, they've actually replaced a lot of the incandescents in my house with your Philips LEDs, and I was so pleased with the quality of the light. It makes it really easy to work and see what you're doing.
Yes. It acts and behaves just like an actual incandescent light bulb. It has smooth dimming capabilities, and it's the best incandescent replacement out there on the market.
We're talking to Christina Mealy from Phillips. And let me just ask you before I let you go, do you think people have to start thinking differently about light bulbs? They're more expensive than incandescents, but they're more of an investment, right?
Absolutely. Lighting technology has come a very long way since the standard incandescent was introduced. It's more of an investment. It's not your typical disposable $2, $1.50 light bulb like an incandescent, mm-hmm. but you will see that money back over time on your energy bills.
How sturdy are they? Because my four-year-old loves to help me with the grocery shopping, and picking light bulbs is his favorite.
They're very sturdy, very durable. I assure you, you cannot break them.
That's perfect. That's what I'm looking for.
Christina Mille from Phillips, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit live from Times Square.
Thanks for having me.
Well, as we head into warmer weather, one place to enjoy those long, warm days is outside on your deck. You know, a deck adds usable square footage to your home without changing your home's footprint, but wood decks, they need a lot of maintenance and care over time. That's why at the start of each season, you should be inspecting your wood deck for cracked or loose boards, any rusted fasteners, and wobbly railings.
That's right. And now, if you're in the market for a new deck or you want to replace one that's seen better days, consider using a decking that's even better than wood. Clear decking is 100% PVC decking that is completely void of any natural materials, and that's important because natural materials could promote mold or mildew growth. Now, it's also 40% lighter than traditional wood or composite, making the deck building process a lot less backbreaking.
Yeah, and that is the hard part. Now, the Clear Decking Sierra series has a lifetime warranty, including labor for 2 years, plus a 25-year warranty against scratching, staining, and even fading. It's also available in 7 vibrant colors, including the popular look of streaking found in tropical hardwoods. Now, there are many other color schemes, including a coastal series with lighter wood color tones.
Clear Decking is a proud sponsor of the Money Pit. Learn more at cleardecking.com. That's clear, spelled K-L-E-E-R, decking.com. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, broadcasting live from Times Square. We'll be back with more after this.
888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Santa Fe, makers of the world's most energy-efficient basement and crawlspace dehumidifier. Santa Fe offers a complete line of high-capacity Energy Star-rated dehumidifiers specifically designed to effectively operate in the cooler temperatures of crawlspaces and basements. Visit dehumidifiersolutions.com to learn more.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And this is a very special edition of the Money Pit. We are at the crossroads of the world in Times Square, the site of Earth Day New York 2012, where we are helping you kick off a season of saving money through energy efficiency and sustainability.
And you know what? One of the most water-wasting items in your home is your toilet. If you're planning a bathroom remodel, replacing your toilet with a water-saving model really does make a lot of sense. But what about the millions of us with no plans for a major remodel who feel stuck with an old water waster? Let's face it, it's something you got to use every day.
Absolutely.
Well, there is a much easier and much cheaper way to start saving on every single flush. And here to tell us about it is Michael Schuster from Hydrorite. Welcome, Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Now, typically when you want to save money on your toilet, you have to replace your toilet.
Absolutely.
But you guys figured out how we don't have to do that. There's a much more inexpensive option. Talk to us about it.
Yeah, with our products, we have Hydrorite and HydroClean. Hydrorite is a dual flush converter. So basically, no tools required for any of our products.
No tools, no plumber.
Yeah, no tools, no plumber. Drops in, hand tighten only. And it's something that saves all kinds of water and eliminates the problems that people typically have with toilets.
Now, how much water can you actually save?
We can actually reduce your indoor water bill up to 36%.
Right.
That's amazing.
Right. Now, let's talk about a dual flush converter. Leslie and I have kids, so we would call that number one and number two.
Yep.
When you only need half as much of water if you're going to have to handle a number one, right?
That's exactly
it. And there's technology. Did I do that well?
It's such a delicate subject.
One for one, two for two.
Two for two, right, exactly. And so by taking an old technology toilet that it's a big water waster, you basically can get a half a flush, and that's all you need.
That's it. And 4 out of 5 times that you're flushing the toilet, it was just for liquid and paper. So this allows you to reduce your water. Basically, twice the amount of water that you're using is being wasted. Every time that you're flushing. So instead of draining out the entire tank, you're able to use half as much.
Now, is there anything tricky as far as the installation? Do I have to turn off the water? Do I have to drain what's in the tank? Is there anything that I need to know before I go ahead and jump into this project?
If you need help, you can always go to YouTube, and my son, who's 8 years old, installed it.
No, is that right?
Yeah, three minutes flat.
Way to put the kids to work. You know what I call that? A tax deduction.
Yes.
Right. I will tell you, Michael, that ours arrived the other day, and my four-year-old picked up the box and immediately had all the parts out and was like, can we put this immediately? Because our flapper valve looks old, and it looks really dirty in there. We really need to clean that. I'm like, Henry, you're not even four yet. What's going on? So maybe I should just hand it to him.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, he can watch the YouTube video first.
Hey, speaking of kids, this is actually a family business, right? Didn't I hear that... There was a plumber that invented it?
Yes, actually myself.
You're the plumber.
Fourth generation plumber from Chicago.
You look so clean and well dressed for a plumber.
I clean up well.
Well, that's a terrific story. Michael Schuster from Hydrorite, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, and we've been broadcasting this hour from the scene of Earth Day 2012 in New York. We hope we've given you a few good ideas to help you make your home more energy efficient and sustainable. Now, if you've got a question, remember, you can reach out to us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT or online at moneypit.com, where the show does continue. We want to take a moment to thank the folks from Earth Day New York for all of the hard work that they put into this wonderful event. We also want to thank the folks from Home Depot for letting us share a little bit of their space here, right smack dab in the middle of Times Square. Remember, we are available 24/7. I never let Leslie take a rest.
No.
So call us anytime with your question. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.